Hi there and welcome along to another workout for you to row along to. Now today's row is going to be a tempo row. So what that means is we're going to be rowing at an intensity which you really don't want to, but you can carry on rowing at. Now it's going to be a little progression to one that we did a few sessions ago where we before did 8 times 3 minutes with 90 seconds rest. Today we're going to do 10 times 3 minutes with 90 seconds rest. And those 3 minute efforts, I want you to take the stroke rate up to around about 26, 28 strokes a minute. And your pace is going to be, well, up there really. Your intensity is going to be like kind of 7, 8 out of 10 from a perceived effort point of view. And if you really want to look at that kind of low intensity row, you're probably going to be going about kind of, 10, 15 seconds faster during these. It's going to be a pace, like I say, where it's going to be tough, but you don't have to stop. Your kind of mind and whatever is going to be telling you, really, can we stop, please? But your body doesn't have to stop. That's what you're looking for, okay? I'll talk more about that stuff during the actual row, but for the time being, we're going to get into a 5-minute warm-up to make sure that our bodies are kind of nice and proper, ready to hit the ground running. And before we can even do that warm-up, we have to set up our machines. So on an Averon, set the resistance to wherever you know you want it to set it to, okay? And nice kind of connection to the stroke for you don't have to heave against it. If you're on a Concept 2, set your drag factor to wherever you would normally have it set. And it's kind of the same guide in terms of the stroke I just gave for the Averon people. Then when it comes to your foot stretch, your height, I want you to set it to a point where you're able to come into the front of the machine with your shins in a vertical position comfortably. If you're set too high, it can get tricky to get there. If you're set too low, it can be easy to go past. Your backside scoots away from underneath you and you can cause some lower back discomfort. A good kind of ballpark here is that you have the strap covering the balls of your feet, which is often the bottom lace of your shoe, and then you can adjust from there. What I'd say is most people tend to set their feet too high rather than too low. So if you feel you're getting bound up, just drop them down a notch, see if that helps, all right? Always adjust. So 5-minute warm up. We're gonna start this off at a nice low intensity, right about 20 strokes a minute. And the power is just gonna be as though you were standing up from a squat, and we'll look to increase power after we get our bodies moving, all right? So don't start off too fast. Let's get ready to go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we're off. So just push with the feet at the same time the hands connect to the machine. And by connect to the machine, what I mean is when you feel you've connected to the machine. No, when you bite into the flywheel or whatever you've got on your machine in front of you, okay? Just push those feet into the machine at exactly the same time. And that's how the power gets into the machine, you see. Because it's all about starting the stroke off with that push from the legs. But it has to get into the machine in the most efficient way possible. And so that means pushing at the same time your hands connect. And hopefully over the course, this first minute, your body's moving a little bit better than when you first started. So after this stroke, you can push just a tiny bit harder. Okay, so just now it's as though you're standing up from a squat, but you're holding a couple of bags of shopping in your hands, okay? You're having to kind of go, oh, I'm standing. And you're kind of starting to get to a place where you're breathing starts to get a little bit harder and faster. Your heart rate is starting to climb, but it doesn't feel really like exercise. And what we're looking for from kind of running at this point on is that you find an exertion point that would be similar to walking up a hill or a big tower block, flights of stairs, where you're like, right, this is some kind of effort. This is what I'd usually peg around about 5 out of 10 on an intensity scale, but it's not hard work, okay? It's important that you let your body warm up and you don't go too fast too soon. That said, for the next 40 seconds or so, if you want to increase the intensity a little bit more, you can. We are going to stop in 30 seconds time and do some drills. But if you want to continue rowing rather than stopping and doing the technique drills to make sure that you are properly warmed up, ready for today's main session, then please do. That said, the technique drills are really useful at opening up your body. So let's take one foot out, put it on the ground, and then continue rowing. And with only one leg strapped in here, it's easier to get into the right amount of compression at the front of the stroke, which is those shins vertical. So tilting over your hips and rolling in to shins vertical, or shin vertical. Let's swap legs, or swap feet. Oh, there we go. That took longer than it should have. But it's also, this single leg drill, I find it's quite difficult to do with a bad posture. You can't quite get there if you're in a really rolled back, bad posture. So it's a pretty handy drill just for helping you with this forwards tilt over your hips, which we're gonna work on next. So put that foot back in the straps, leg straight, and then swing with your back, pull in with your arms, out with your arms, rock forwards with your back. So you're just rowing with your back and arms. No leg power here at all. So tilt over your hips and really think about a good posture as you're doing this. Hinge forwards. Okay, no rounded lower back. Keep hinging. Now let's roll into the front with the forwards, tilt forwards and straight arms, so cricky, and push out with your legs. There's a disturbance in the matrix there, wasn't there? Push with the legs, straight arms, forwards tilt. There's been a glitch in the matrix. And really work on the timing between the push of your legs and your hands connecting to the machine, okay? Right, one more stroke. Sorry, my little matrix mess up kind of threw us out a little bit there. Right, so that's the warm-up done. Do keep on doing some light rowing, keep moving. Have a quick drink though, but keep moving. And I will quickly describe one more time what it is that we're doing today. Okay then, so today's main session is going to be 10 3-minute intervals with 90 seconds rest between each of them. You're going to be rowing those intervals at round about 26, 28 strokes a minute, so kind of high-ish for your stroke rate, and also kind of high-ish for your pace, okay? So you are going to be rowing probably 12 to 15 seconds faster than you were in that warm-up, but I do want you to find that sweet spot of exertion, okay? That kind of 7 out of 10 effort, which I'll talk about during the main row, which we're about to get into. So as long as you're ready, you've had a quick drink and you know that you're warm for this, we can get started in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Now, don't worry if it takes, I don't know, 4 or 5 strokes for you to actually settle in to the right stroke rate here. Sometimes it can be a bit tough for you to go from like a 20 strokes a minute warm-up and then straight into high rate stuff. So one of the reasons why, like the Tabata workout, the warm-up is not just important to make sure your body warms up, but it kind of takes you through the mechanics of rowing at higher stroke rates. Because it can, like I say, be a bit of a shock when you suddenly ask your body to row at 7 strokes a minute faster. Of course, if you are watching me, then you can just match me for stroke rate. Not just the kind of time when I'm rowing, but take a look at the amount of time that I drive through the stroke, and then the amount of time I take to recover for the next stroke. The drive is faster than the recovery. So if you want to try and mirror me please do. It's one of the reasons I film these side on, is that it makes it a lot easier to follow me for stroke rate and things. Now that we're 2 minutes into this first interval though, hopefully you've found your own rhythm and you don't need to watch me anymore. And also, hopefully, you have found your intensity level. You can tell I'm working harder than warm-up by my speech pattern. But it's okay. 15 seconds to go, and then we get a rest. Ooh, almost there. Two more strokes for me. Now, I'm gonna do light rowing. I'm not even really worrying at all about technique. I'm just keeping moving. And my heart rate finished at 134 just then, so let's see what it gets down to over the course of a minute and a half rest. Now, I'm doing light rowing for a couple of reasons. Primarily, it's to keep the timer on the monitor going. But also, I've long been really against an active recovery, basically saying that you should be putting all of your energy into the workout intervals and not using any of it in a rest. Like, this should be about rest. But you know what? Sometimes it's good for an old dog to try and learn a few new tricks. So that's why I'm just gonna say, you know what, doesn't matter. And actually, this light pace, I don't think it makes much of a difference. Okay, 10 seconds to go, then we'll get into our next burst. Okay, one more stroke for me. You ready? Let's get going into number two. No giggling at the back, please. So, I'm gonna try and learn from last time here, and if I call out the number of the interval that we're on at the start, then maybe I'll be able to count up to 10 today. What do you think? Gonna lay some bets on whether I can get through this whole workout without some kind of maths crisis. Right, anyway, sorry. Get your stroke rate back up to where you were before and try to hit the same pace that you were at in the last interval too. So I'm looking to try and hit 143, 144 on my Averon for each of my intervals, because the point of this workout is to find your pace and then hold your pace regardless of whether it gets harder as you go through the workout. The point is that once we get 3, maybe 4 intervals into this workout, you'll find the last minute of the workout gets a lot tougher to get through, and you'll really have to dig in in order to keep your pace up. Don't worry if you've already hit that point. Don't have to wait until the third or fourth interval to find it tough. The important part is that you're not working so hard here that you actually have to stop. Your brain might be telling you to stop, but your body can keep going. One more stroke. Another rest. Got my mass right there, didn't I? Yeah. Wasn't a crisis. I knew what I was doing. So you want to be looking forward to the rests, but you don't want to be stopping short because you can't even make it to the rest. And then over the course of the minute and a half you have in between the intervals, you should recover enough that you can start straight back up at the same pace and rate for the next one. But what might happen is, like, say it was 1 minute to go there that you started to find that tough. Maybe this next interval, it'll be like 1:15 to go. It'll happen earlier. As fatigue sets in, you get more tired. And that's perfectly fine. That's almost what you want to be looking for, because it's going to give you longer to have to embrace the discomfort you're rowing through. Okay, two more strokes, then we're off again. One more. You ready? Let's go. Interval three. Remember that, everybody. Interval three. Because there's... let's try to work out how I'm going to say this. I've spoken about how the low intensity rowing is vital for your base fitness. It gives you your foundation to build off. And I've also mentioned my kind of... I'm kind of slightly amused that people find it so hard to row at a low stroke rate and a low intensity when so often we're looking for the easy way out. And those low intensity rows are very much the easy way out. It's almost like it's a cheat code to fitness. A long, slow row makes you fit. You don't have to run 10K. You can just put Netflix on, row along to a 30-minute program, or one of my videos, of course. And as long as you're rowing with a okay technique and putting in at least that 5 out of 10 effort, but not more, you'll get fitter. But this row, this becomes one where you get to a stage where you don't want to continue because it gets tough. You have to go through prolonged, well, like a minute or 2 minutes, discomfort in each interval to complete it. So mentally, this one's tougher, but this will build what the low intensity or max intensity rows won't give you. And that's resilience to continue. One more stroke. Oh, rest. The irony of saying resilience to continue and then stopping. But yeah, that's the point of this row, is that it takes you, it's almost like the physical benefits of this workout aren't as important as the mental benefits. Because if you look at the Tabata, that was a awful row in terms of intensity. But it was never really something that you had time to think, oh man, I'm suffering here, I want to slow down. It was just frantic, and then you got your rest before you knew it was done. Maybe like the last minute of it would be tougher, but you get what I mean. Whereas this one, once you get to a point of it being uncomfortable for 2 minutes, you really do have to suck it up and hold on. And that is where the strength of mind for being able to do things like a 2K or 5 or 10K time trial where you're working at your max, that's where, this is where that gets built. All right, one cheeky stroke here, one more, and then we'll get ready for interval 4. There we go, straight back into it again. And I think I've said before, that's what I feel I need to work on more for my rowing, is always keeping on top of the mental aspect. I know I'm really fit, can easily row, run, cycle for hours if I want to. And I know I can take the pace up as well, if the mood strikes. But it's holding it for a prolonged period of time, like in a 2K, where you're kind of, for me, around 7 minutes, like 15 seconds either way, depending on my training at the time. But a 2K kind of bites after the first 90 seconds, and you've still got, or I've still got another 5.5 minutes of that suck to get through. And it's rows like these where you train yourself to understand what your body can handle, and also understand when it's your brain messing with you rather than your body needing you to slow down. Okay, got less than a minute to go in this fourth interval. So I know I'm now concentrating rather than it being an almost unconscious thing to keep the rate and power up. Up until now, now to keep 27 strokes a minute and 143 pace, I need to concentrate a bit more. Two more strokes for me, one more, and let's rest. Four down. So at this point, last time, we were halfway through the workout. And I don't know if you can remember, but certainly at this point last time, I was thinking, oh crikey, we're only halfway. This is starting to bed in a little bit. Whereas right now for me, I know I'm not there yet, possibly after the next interval, which would make sense when you think about it, that it's going to be the halfway point after the next one. But it also shows that development of fitness that's happened for me anyway, since the last time we did it, is that I'm able to last out an extra interval. Something that I hope continues as being, spoiler alert, before the end of the Zero to Hero series, we will be doing this 12 times. But we're still only doing 10 today, don't worry. That'd be mean if I suddenly sprung that on you. Okay, two more strokes. I'm just gonna do little cheeky ones. Then we'll get into our fifth interval. So after this one, I will try not to sing Bon Jovi at you. I actually had a dream the other night that John Bon Jovi got in touch and shouted at me for quoting Living on a Prayer and All My Rose. Like, that's my song. Stop it. But we made up. I think I ended up playing the drums in Bon Jovi for a while in my dream. It's good that I can still have dreams like that, isn't it? Anyway, that's not completely out of flights of fancy. I do play the drums. It's not like I'd suddenly magically became a drummer as well as John Bon Jovi's friend. All right, a minute in, and whether it's because I'm too busy talking or just the gradual increase of this workout, but I did feel a sudden wave of exertion hit me just then. Of course, the one advantage you have right now is you can breathe. You can find your rhythm, whether that means breathing out at the drive as though you were doing a leg press, or breathing in order to open your chest. Studies have shown it doesn't actually matter. What matters more is that you find a rhythm to breathe that complements your stroke. So you wanna breathe and work with the rhythm of your stroke. Don't fight it and go all random with your breathing pattern. Oh, 10 seconds. Two more strokes for me. One more. Oh, there we go. Oh, we're halfway there. Light rowing, and I'm gonna continue light rowing while I have a quick drink. Oh. Make sure and drink too. Like I say, the only reason the main reason I didn't even stop there was because I have the Averon set to just a just row counter going up, because That's the easiest way to do this, to keep in sync with anyone else that's rowing to this video. Because intervals, if you start to set them, sometimes if we hit start at the wrong time, then we end up kind of falling out of sync after a while. And nobody wants that. If you're stopped and I'm still rowing, or the other way around, it's not quite as fun. Okay, 10 seconds to go until interval 6. One more stroke for me, and then we'll get into it. Here we go. Interval 6. So we are climbing down the mountain. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes. That was just me checking that it wasn't telling you a lie. But you will find, or you should find, as long as you are putting in the right intensity, that just because we're going down the other side of the mountain, it's not going to feel easier. If anything, it will feel progressively harder. Don't be surprised if intervals 8 and 9 are the toughest of the workout. And then, because you are almost home, interval 10 is suddenly a lot easier. And that's usually a good proof that when you find it tough, it's actually your brain just telling you to ease off, which is fair enough. Your brain is just looking out for you. Like, at this point, my body is certainly in that kind of anaerobic threshold area. And so, quite rightly, small alarms start to get set off in my brain saying, do you need to do this? Surely there's a water hole somewhere you can hide at and escape that saber-toothed tiger. But I'm not a caveman. I'm on a rowing machine in full control. So those built-in fight or flight defenses don't really come into play yet. 10 seconds to go. Two more strokes. There we go. That was 6 done. 162 heart rate. So, as being the highest I've been recently on a rowing machine is 178. Then low 160s is getting up there in terms of heart rate zones. Don't know whether that, I'm not gonna do those maths, but I'm pretty sure I'm top end zone 4, dipping into zone 5 right now. And that's where I want to be, because I'm already down at 115. We'll see what happens over the course of the next 30 seconds. But when you think I started off the workout and I finished around about 130, and now I'm finishing an interval in the 160s, it just shows that's exertion increasing as we go through this. And that is what you want to happen. Okay, you don't want to hit stasis here. 10 seconds to go. I'm down at 109 heart rate. Don't think I'll get any lower. But 103, one more stroke. You ready? We'll go into interval 7. So straight back up to your rate and pace. But you know what? We've got 4 intervals to go. After what I've just been talking about, if you have the same or similar physiology to me, maybe you are also starting to get closer to the ragged edge in this workout. And the first thing that will go in a bid to just make it to the end of the workout is technique. Your technique will likely fall apart well before you stop pushing with the legs and pulling with the arms. And it's quite often posture that's the first to go, where you start to have like a little seat instead of being up, powerful and primed on the seat. You'll relax, collapse the posture. So as you finish and pull the handle into your chest, I want you to smoothly release the handle, but then let that trigger your forward rock that will be up and forwards, up and forwards, up. Okay? Said before, it's like your mum has just shouted at you for slouching at the dinner table. Up. Get out of that curled posture. After all, we've only got 15 seconds of this interval to go, and 3 more intervals. 2 more strokes. 1 more. So that was number 7. And really, if you do find that you're now rowing a bit like this because you're like, oh, it's getting so hard, I do not know if I can carry on. Which is understandable. I'm almost there myself. But you can say those things to yourself, but make sure and say those things to yourself with a good posture. So this is one of the reasons why light rowing is a good and a bad thing, because you can just like row lightly, like I've been doing, with like no real form, everything collapses. And so this means that as I'm about to start in 30 seconds time, I need to get out of this collapsed, poor position into that primed position. And if I forget to do that, or you can be light rowing and focusing on that good position without the exertion of the interval, in which case it really helps your stroke. Okay, 2 more strokes. 1 more stroke. You ready? Let's hit interval 8. Here we go. And so somehow in the last interval, I managed to talk all about posture. 3 minutes on posture. I'd be hard pushed to sit down and do a talk about posture for 3 minutes. But somehow, on a rowing machine, comes naturally. But this time, I want to talk about your arms. So I talked in the last one about arms away. So get them away and straight. And once they're straight, you don't bend them again until you are nearly done with the leg drive on the next stroke. So I'll call it, hang on, straight, pull, straight, pull, straight. Fair enough, I was probably snatching forwards there to make my point. So straight, straight, pull, straight, pull, straight. See how long it takes me to say pull, because at least 2/3 of the stroke you want your arms straight and relaxed. Well, the recovery, you're relaxed. The leg drive, you are bracing, hanging off the handle. Less than a minute of this one to go. So hook your fingers over the handle, brace into the handle as your legs push. You should feel that kind of backwards force on the handle from your legs, but it's not a pull. Best way I can describe is a brace or a hang off the handle. 10 seconds. Two more strokes for me. One more. Whew. Oh. Two more to go. I think I've lost count. Yeah, two more. I could do two more, and if it turns out there was only one more, I'm just gonna cut this one out and pretend I knew what I was on about. You'll never know any different. Whew. They definitely, I didn't check. I'll try and remember and check heart rate at the end of the next one, just to give you an idea of drift. So that is kind of the point of this one, remember, is to hold the pace and let the exertion go up. It's unlike how some people row the low intensity ones where they want to keep heart rate or exertion in the same zone the whole time, so they'll slow down in order to stay there. This one, I want you to experience an increase in exertion. Again, not so much that you have to stop. But if there's only two intervals to go, the end is in sight. Like I said, this one might be a bit weird because it's the second last one, or maybe it'll be amazing, who knows? Let's find out. Two more strokes to go. I'll take this one really slowly. If you're ready, let's hit interval 9. Whew. Here we go. Try to be fresh. Try to be positive. I'm not gonna throw platitudes at you and tell you that you're amazing, because I can't see you. You can see me, hi, but I can't see you. So there's no point me saying you're awesome, you've got this, all that kind of stuff. But what I will say is that if you have been putting in the right amount of exertion here, then I'm hoping you will find this tough. even really tough. But I'm also hoping that if you can remain positive about it, not negative, so you know you're going to get to the end. You know it's less than 2 minutes to go. You've been here, this sensation in the previous intervals, and you made it to the end. So even if this one sucks for an extra 10 seconds, you know you've got it. Anyone can put up with 10 seconds. Whew. All right, just over a minute to go. Remember, push the legs into the machine. Think about pushing the machine away from you rather than pushing yourself backwards. And that will help you hold the forwards tilt and straight arms as you push, instead of just trying to get to the back of the machine as quick as possible. Ooh. This is those 10 seconds I just talked about. You can keep going. Ooh. Two more strokes for me. One just at 59. Ooh. Right, one last rest period. And then one last interval. And we'll be all done for the day. Weirdly, my heart rate monitor is reporting quite low, 130 right now. It's funny, this MyZone monitor, it comes and goes. I do miss the Garmin. Hopefully my replacement one will come soon. Because this, from a wrist-based point of view, is more inaccurate than it is accurate, to be honest. I think when it reports right, like up at 163 before, I'm confident that that was right, but it had me finishing the last interval at 127. That's not right. So, okay, 15 seconds to go. Prepare yourself for the last interval. Now, if you want to just hit this one hard from the top and hit absolute max, please do. One more stroke for me, and then here we go with our final interval. And like I said, as we were going through interval 4 and 5, if I compare how I'm feeling to the last time we did this, when it was 8 times 3 minutes, I actually feel run about the same. So I'm getting to that proper ragged end where I know one more interval would be too much, and I probably wouldn't be able to hold my rate and pace. Whereas this one, so 1 minute gone, 2 to go. This one, I'm at 140 pace, so a little faster, but I know as long as I don't do anything daft, I'll make it to the end. And for me, we're just past 42 minutes of total workout, and well, for this main workout, and I've passed 10,780 meters. So there's a minute to go. I'm gonna keep the stroke rate around the same, but I'm gonna push harder with the legs and pull harder to a finish. 30 seconds. I'm at 1:37. 20 seconds. Give it what you can. 10 seconds. Only a few strokes to go. One more. Oh. Now I'm going to continue light rowing for 30 seconds, and then I'm going to try and do light rowing with a good technique while I say goodbye. Oh, one more light one. Okay, tighten up, because as I was searching for more pace and power towards the end of that interval, I could see myself in the reflection of the Averon screen that I was really diving into the front rather than staying up and powerful and trusting the connection from my legs to my back to my arms. I was kind of trying to seek more length. And actually, as I was doing that, I was dropping a second pace, or a second per 500 meters pace when I was doing it. So I'm just still slowly, still light exertion, but I'm thinking about posture, only sliding forwards until shins vertical, forward tilt, arm straight, swing, and then pull. Just so that my body remembers that this is how you row, not how I've finished that 10th interval. There we go. So 10 times 3 done. I hope you enjoyed that one. It's a tough row that you do have to work hard to get through, but it's also one that when you kind of go, wow, and in fact, I'm going to stop here because that's 1101 strokes. You keep on going. You kind of go, wow, I managed to do that. I managed to get all through all those intervals. So that was 30 minutes worth of exertion at a high tempo. Most likely, or hopefully, let's say, faster than you would have managed if that was just a 30-minute row. Okay, that's kind of really what I should say at the beginning, is pick a pace that you wouldn't be able to do 30 minutes on the trot. But these rests in between allow you to do it. And that's kind of what happened for me in that row. So it worked out absolutely perfectly for me. I love that row, and it's the reason why I've done it 8x3, the 10x3. And like I say, before we get to the end of this series, it will come back as 12x3, okay? So hashtag-wise, I want to say embrace the something, but I don't embrace, I mean, I've got a t-shirt that says embrace the discomfort. So it's a bit long for a hashtag, it must be said. I don't think it's going to really kind of set the world on fire, but let's have that. In fact, it probably won't fit on the screen. But embrace the discomfort. If you're going to post on your socials, then use that as the hashtag, because why not? If nothing else, let me know you made it this far through the video. And that's all you have to do in that row. So that's why that's what it was. So make sure, cool down, stretch, have something to drink, have something to eat, have whatever you need to do. Take a moment to be positive and say, wow, I got through that. Even if it was tough, I'll say this really quickly. Even if you got to a point in that and you're like, I have to back off or whatever, but you still got through to the end, congratulate yourself for getting through to the end anyway. Even if you had to stop early, at which point, why are you still this far through the video? Still kind of say, you know what? I put in so much work there that I had to stop. I will learn from this that next time I have to be a bit more honest about my pace and not overcook things, right? Always take positives away. Negatives are allowed, but always focus on the positive, okay? Because otherwise you don't want to be a negative ninny, okay? So thank you once again for joining me for yet another fantastic row. I will see you in another video, whether it's the next one in the Zero to Hero series. I've said it enough, why can't I say it now? Or any of the other ones that are up floating around up here. Make sure and get in touch, whether it's on the socials or via email or whatever. And then I will see you in another video. Until then, take care, be well, bye-bye.